En La Vida Loca. Today, I am your host, Ray Dudley, looking more like Ricky Martin every day. If I do say so myself, you are listening to NH Unscripted. We are coming to you from the F-Troop-like digs of the WKXL Studios in Concord. You know the routine. Fire up the Motorola, gather the kids around the radio, and I think today, instead of our Swanson TV dinners, let's have some Eggos. I got a carbo load. Yeah, we're doing Eggos today. Let go, my Eggo. If you look at that radio, you will see two bands, not counting the weather one. One is AM, and you can find us at 1450 AM. The other is FM, 103.9 in Concord. And for you folks, you beautiful, beautiful souls in Manchester, 101.9 FM down there. And yeah, for those of you who don't know what a radio is, almost said a swear word, we have a URL, nhtalkradio.com. I need to thank my sponsor, Lakes Region Fence in Guilford. Look, it's that time of year. Look out in your yard. If it's not buried in snow, like mine still is, I still have 12 inches of snow in spots of my yard. However, that no one cares about me. So look out in your yard. See that fence? See that thing that's rusting or that's like eaten up with bugs or whatever the heck? It's just falling over into your yard or your neighbor's. It's time to upgrade, baby. LRFence.com. Lakes Region Fence. They do tremendous work. I have been on their site, actually helped them out once in a while. Matt and his crew do exemplary work. LRFence.com. Go out there. There's a button where you can get a free estimate. There's a place where you can look at all the fencing work they've done. Someone does their photography there really, really well. And you can go. They have reams and reams and reams of pictures. Go out there. Time to upgrade. Dig deep in your pockets. Come on, it's springtime. Time to get the pool ready. Time to rake the yard. Time to upgrade your fence. LRFence.com. Matt, we thank you so much for sponsoring this show. Well, lucky listeners, guess what? I'm flying solo today. That means all of the love is between you and me. But this is going to be an episode I've been wanting to do for quite a while. I just hadn't gotten around to it. And it looks like today's going to be the day. It's going to be quite a stream of consciousness flowing from this old man's mind. And, you know, all right, so first thing I got to tell you, I got some shows coming up. One's in the summer, one's in the fall, one's in the winter. So I'm trying to get kind of in shape, kind of. I mean, round is a shape, but I need to get in better shape. So I break out my P90X light, and yeah, and so now I can barely breathe. I can hardly walk. I'm like a robot. Stiff. I'm like the Tin Man. Someone get me the oil. What is going on with me as I get old? One of the things I wanted to do today was there is a lot happening. And I was thinking about all that as spring is springing upon us. We all need to get out of the house, get off the chairs. This past snowstorm made me realize we got to get out, and I'm hungry to get out. And there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on. And as you know, this show tends to lean hard into theater. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about either shows that I may get out in a weekend or two to go see, or shows that are needing people. And therefore, if you have an itch to audition, you can go audition. But we got to get out. We got to get out. I mean, and these people are working hard in some of these theater companies, local and some a little bit further away, union, non-union, some community theater. And we really need to promote those folks. Speaking of which, happen to have a flyer right in front of me. What a great segue. New Hampshire Opera Idol is coming to the Capitol Center for the Arts on Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. It's a competition. New Hampshire Opera Idol. All right, let me talk about this for a second because I know nothing, absolutely nothing about opera. Would I go? Heck yeah, I'd go. I got to get out. I'm telling you, and it's Sunday, April. It's on a Sunday, 3 p.m. Come on. And it's a competition. And you as the audience get to vote. Our audience will choose the winners. Come on. How hard is that? Even if you really don't care about opera, you can go sit in the back, take a snooze, and then vote. I mean, how hard can that be, right? So there you go. That is sponsored by NH Talk Radio, WKXL. You believe that? We do it all. I also have two shout-outs I need to do, and hopefully I'll get through them in both of the A and the B block. One is for my friend Mike Perry, who I haven't seen in a very long time. Mike, I saw him. He was an actor here in the Concord area for a long time. He performed a lot at the Hatbox, which is where I used to see him. And then we had chance to be in a production at the Hatbox. The play was atrocious. It was a dumpster fire. It is a terrible, terrible, terrible. Did I say terrible? It's a terrible show called RUR. It stands for Rossum's Universal Robots. I think that thing went like 3.5 hours long. It was painful to be in. I'm sure it was painful to watch. But Mike and I was our first only chance really to work together. And then I didn't see Mike for a while. I still haven't seen Mike for a while. But he hit the road. He needed to get a job. He's driving a truck out there. But why do I bring this up? Because Mike is taking pictures while he's on the road. He can't act, so he got himself a camera. Well, I mean, he can act, but okay, it's just the semantics. Anyway, he bought himself a camera, and now he takes pictures while he's on the road. And if you have an Instagram account, I believe his account is Clardy, C-L-A-R-D-Y, short, S-H-O-R-T, for those of you in public school. Photography, Clardy Short Photography, and I believe that's his website as well, clardyshortphotography.com. Mike, I'm trying to get him in here because I want to talk to him. He disappeared. I thought for a while maybe it was a witness protection thing. I don't know. If I can get him in, he said he might come by in June when he gets back to Concord, and we can talk about his transition or, you know, maybe his new identity. I don't know what they've got for him out there. Anyway, that's Mike. Mike, thank you so much. Mike keeps tabs on our web production here. He's been out to my website checking out what we do out there. The other shout out I wanted to do was for a website called The Casting Connection. We are deep into theater here, and we're always looking for something to audition for. And a friend of mine, Jeremiah Smith, created a website called The Casting Connection. And basically, this site is an aggregator. It takes audition notices from around the country for all kinds of things, and it puts it out in this one area. You can create an account. I'm going to kind of play with it a bit in this segment and let you know what's out there so that those of you who are looking to audition for something or anything can go out here and use it. First of all, let me say this. In private conversations, I have been known to be a little harsh on the community theater productions, some of them. Maybe unfairly, but the truth of the matter is we need community theater. And it has the word community in the moniker for a reason. And if you are out there, you've never acted, but you're thinking about dipping your toe in, community theater is the way to go. I mean, you have to do it. And I know it's not always top-notch quality, but you know what? A lot of folks don't care. They're not looking for Broadway kind of stuff. They're happy to see Uncle Joe, Aunt May, little Becky being on stage. They really do like it. There's a place for it. And it's a wonderful venue for people to vent their skills or to get out there and try something. Now, on the downside of that, okay, here's a horror story for you. We were doing a production of The Foreigner one time. The Foreigner is a comedy, and I was playing a particular role, and there was a woman playing a particular role, and we were on stage together, and as the play is going along, I hear her talking, and she's doing her lines and going through them, and I notice, oh, she jumped 15 pages ahead. I'm like, what? Where are we right now? 15 pages ahead. Oh, my God. And what happens is sometimes you get one line that sounds like another line. Oh, I'll have to finish this when I come back. I'm heading for Eggoland, baby. Eggoland, you are listening to MH Unscripted. I am your happy to be out of bed host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the YMCA-like conditions of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM for you folks in Manchester. And nhtalkradio.com is the URL. I'll come back and finish the story, I promise. Where's my ego?
Let go of my ego!
I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Welcome back to NH Unscripted. I am your three-dog night-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Rowan and Martin laugh-in-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 on the AM band, 103.9 on the FM band. 101.9 FM for the beautiful, beautiful souls in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. And we have a URL because it's the 21st century. Yeah, we do all that. Okay. Anyway, I was telling you a story. So, of course, here I am trying to encourage folks to audition and try out for plays and get on stage. And then I tell you a horror story. But hey, it's life. It happens. So this woman, we're doing The Foreigner, and she jumps 15 pages ahead. And I'm like, okay, we can deal with this. 15 pages, blah, blah, blah. And then she comes to a line that's very similar to another line, and she jumps all the way back. All the way. Oh, my God. And she has no idea she's done it. And because she jumped from back before the 15-page jump, guess what lines we're about to redo? The 15 pages are coming like a train headed straight for us. Ooh, mama, holy. Okay, that's a nightmare. I'm not going to tell you how it ended up. It was fine. She never knew, never. Even when we got off stage, I said, well, that was kind of interesting. She said, what? So, okay, that's theater for you, baby. Thecastingconnection.net. Jeremiah Smith's aggregating website. So when you go out there, there's a page called Casting Now, which is phenomenal. It is broken down, has all these little links that you can click on, like regional, small professional, storefront, summer stock, local. If you just like Shakespeare, there's a button for that. Dinner theater, Broadway, off-Broadway. There's national tours. There's even a place where you can go if you want to work on a cruise ship. I mean, come on. This thing is unbelievable. Hang on, I'm going to click on some here. So you can filter by what kind of an audition you want, in person, virtual. I'm just going to put all here for now. Yes, I'm on the website. I'm literally on the website in my account. So let's see, where do we want to audition? We'll just click all for that too. And I'm going to do it by state. I am in New Hampshire. That's interesting. At least I wake up in New Hampshire. Let me see where that is. Come on, New Hampshire, Jersey, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Massachusetts. I don't see anything. Do I? New York, Ohio, Colorado? All right, I'll just have to click all, I guess. All right, and we're going to search. Up pops. Okay, here's audition notices for Hamilton on Broadway. Okay, I'm not particularly interested on Broadway. Let's see if I can get something more local. Local. All right. What have we got? Louisiana is not my state, so I'm going to have to get that off there. Let me see. Massachusetts. Nope, can't go there. Minnesota, can't go there. District of Columbia, can't go there. There must be nothing more in New Hampshire. They must all be shut down. So I'm going to use Massachusetts for now as a site. Let's see what we can get here. Nothing. Empty. What is going on? Connecticut, I just need to give you an example of what's going on here. All right, you have to go to summer stock. I'll take it off local, and I'm going to go back to Massachusetts. Okay, Massachusetts, Pittsfield, Mass. Young Frankenstein, they're doing, the Berkshire Theater Group. Now, I'm only using these as an example so you can understand how the site works. It is unbelievable, the amount of information out there. They have youth, they have national tours. I'm telling you, this thing is loaded, loaded. So, for instance, the Berkshire Theater Group, we can click on the Learn More button. It's summer stock. It's regional. It tells you the pay. They're $776 a week. It's summer to fall. Audition is in March. It's summer stock regional. They'll take equity, non-equity. Tells you what the current season of the shows are. They're doing Abe Lincoln in Illinois, Pipe Dream, 4,000 Miles, Young Frankenstein. They give you the web address. I'm telling you, this thing is loaded. This is unbelievable what this guy has done. Jeremiah, I'm telling you, man, hats off to you, baby. Nope, I don't need California. Oh, it reflected. It went back. Hang on a second. I'm going back to summer stock. And we are going to, I am going to do something fairly local. I'm going to try Maine. Maine has some decent stuff. Cape Elizabeth, Maine. They're looking for 2024 summer residency, $600 a week from June 21st to August 4th is the contract date. The information that you can get here is crazy. You have to have your information in by April 22nd. They are non-equity. It's a year-round theater. It's summer stock. I mean, Jeremiah, dude, you've blown my mind away here. All right, I'm going to try another one. Let me see what I've got. Regional. I'm doing regional. Let's see what it pulls up for regional. Florida, California, Massachusetts, Connecticut. I'm going to go to Massachusetts again. Please be kind. Please be kind. Pittsfield. Cambridge, Mass. Now, I know we're not in Cambridge, but you know what? For some folks, it's not a long way to go, is it? But here's the kind of information you can get. $1,058 a week for Gatsby. Gatsby. At the American Repertory Theater. Nah, you might have to have some chops for that, but that's not the point. The point is, for those of you who are seasoned actors in our community, go to the castingconnection.net. Create an account. Dude, it's cheap. It's like $6 a month. You can get sheet music. They have resources. They have databases, theater databases, talent agencies, summer stock. You can get music, sheet music. I mean, this thing, libretto request. What? Are you kidding me? I don't even know what libretto means, but that's how impressed I am. Jeremiah, I love you. I'm telling you, I love you. Theater bases. You can check out every theater around. I was looking at it earlier in the month. They had Weather Vane. They had the Winnipesaukee Playhouse. They had Jeans. They had, I'm trying to think who else is out there. Ogunquit? What's that one in Ogunquit? That's Maine. Thinking Hackmatack. Do you know what I'm talking about, Andrew, out there in where is that? Tamworth in that area? What's that?
You're not talking about the Ogunquit Playhouse, are
I
you?
I am. I believe okay. I am. Thank you.
They got a lot of good shows.
Yeah, I know. That's my point, right? And this wonderful website here, it just kind of aggregates them all together, tells you you can spit it out. You can send out either virtual or self-tape or Zoom, or you can in person. I'm telling you.
Might even get to work with Sally Struthers. She's a mainstay over there.
She does a lot of theater out there, does she not?
Yeah, she pretty much lives at the Ogunquit Playhouse, I understand.
I was shocked. I was shocked when I saw how much she's out there. For those of you who don't know Sally Struthers, go look it up. That's a blast from the past, or not. Yeah. Andrew, tell me about Pittsfield, because that's the next one on my tabs here.
Pittsfield's got a lot of good stuff coming up. We've got Getting Away with Murder, which is a Sondheim straight show, believe it or not. Most people know Stephen Sondheim for doing musicals like Sweeney Todd, Company.
Correct.
But yeah, he wrote a straight show that was a kind of dark comedy murder mystery. And so that's going to be going up the end of this month and beginning of May.
So auditions have already happened.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan?
No, okay. It's already cast. Okay. We're well into audition. We're well into the rehearsal process.
Do you happen to know who the director is?
You're talking to him.
What?
Yes.
So tell me about this. How I want you to, for people who have never auditioned and really are thinking about, you know, should I try theater, should I not? What tip would you give them? They go out to the website, and what would you say to them?
My number one piece of advice with auditioning is please, please, please research the show you're auditioning for.
Ooh, good piece of advice.
That is one of the biggest pieces. I mean, there's other stuff too, of course. You know, make sure that, you know, you're training and doing what you need to do as far as, I mean, if it's a musical, make sure that your vocals are up to snuff, that you know your music. But the biggest thing is really research the show that you're auditioning for. I can't tell you how many times people have come in. I've seen people, whether I'm auditioning for something or I've been a part of an audition where I'm on a board, where I've seen people come in and they can sound beautiful and give a wonderful monologue, but if it doesn't go in line with the show they're auditioning for, it can sometimes...
Yeah,
we can't get a read on what you're trying to do.
Excellent point. Yeah. Excellent point.
So please research the show you're auditioning for before you go to audition for it.
So I see on the website, if you go out to the PittsfieldPlayers.org and click on their 2024 season, really?
It's I can't control the clock. So we're going to have to put a pin in that.
Even when I'm yammering by myself. Oh, my God.
There's no mercy. The clock has no mercy.
What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band almost. Almost. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your Sebastian-like host, Ray Dudley, and we are coming to you from the never overly ostentatious digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. And for you beautiful people in Manchester, 101.9 FM, nhtalkradio.com is the URL. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get back. I got a carbo load. I got a few more Eggos sitting over there. Be right back. It's me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Almost. Almost. I am your Paul Simon-like host, Ray Dudley, and you are listening to NH Unscripted as we come to you from the gong show-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, and for those precious treasured souls in Manchester, 101.9 FM on the dial there. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL, and if you go out there, there's a button where you can listen live all day long, if you so choose, to all the great programs here, as well as you can find archives of this almost award-winning show and all of the other shows that take place here as well. All right, did my duty there. I was talking about what's happening out in Pittsfield and why you might look. So here's the great thing about community theater and why I love it so much. The great thing about community theater is if you want to see if you can do it, there are productions where you can go and just be a tree, a lamppost kind of ish. That's a metaphor. But you could have a small, small role and still have the thrill of seeing an audience love you. We are adrenaline junkies. Actors are adrenaline junkies. There is nothing like performing before a packed house. I'm telling you, I have often referred to acting as a sane man's bungee jump, because once you jump, once those curtains open, baby, there is no going back. You cannot stop once you've made the leap until the show is over. And there's nothing like that thrill. It is. I mean, it'll get the heart racing. So look, you can go out there, and a lot of these theater groups like Pittsfield, Powerhouse Theater Collaborative, they embrace the community theater people. They embrace the first timer. They love to see a first timer come through the doors. They will tenderly walk you through the process. They take the time to help you. to nurture your skills, your newly found skills. And they just love you. They really do. Community theater. We love to see the little Uncle Joes and the Auntie Marys come in. At the Pittsfield, I want to finish Pittsfield Players. They have a show coming up. For those of you who maybe have never heard of it, those of you who have, called Into the Woods. The audition dates are August 11th and the 12th. It's a big cast. It is singing. There is some singing. Andrew told you earlier, go out and you can go to YouTube or wherever and you can watch the videos, listen to the songs, and get ready. The play will be directed by our own Kat Martinez. It says Catherine Martinez on the website, but we know her as Kat around here. She also happens to be the station manager. We love her so much. She will treat you so well. I'm telling you, go out. This is a beautiful, it's a beautiful production. It is an unbelievably beautiful show. It's Sondheim, even though I hate Sondheim. But it's Sondheim, and you can do it. If I could do it, you can do it. Go out. All right, that's in Pittsfield, August 11th and 12th. Andrew, anything else about Pittsfield you want to say before we roll on?
Just that it's a great space. They put on, it's a very intimate space.
That is an understatement.
It's not big in terms of seating. It only seats a little over 100 people, but it's a very intimate space. They put on some very big shows there, despite the size, and you're up close to everything.
You did 17, not you particular, but they did 1776 there. Is that correct?
I believe they did. Yes,
yeah, I believe they did too. Yeah, exactly. Try squeezing that many people onto a stage like that size.
I mean, we did Jekyll and Hyde there back in 2022,
how the heck?
And yeah, we were able to get quite a few people on there, and.
Now, the theater itself has been upgraded since I was there earlier.
From what I understand, I've only been working with them since a couple years ago. But
I don't think exit stage left has changed much. You exit stage left and you're outside in the alley. Is that still correct?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a crazy world. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Now, for those of you a little further north, or who don't mind traveling a little further north, the Powerhouse Theater Collaborative, Brian Halpern and Johanna Halpern, good friends of mine, and they, timing's everything, is it not? They have a festival coming up in June. It's just a fill of short plays, just really short. Most of them are written by local people, directed by local people, a lot of actors, local people. And it's for people who want to try to write and see if they can, if it works for them, be authors, playwrights. It's for people who have never directed before or have dipped their toe into it and they get to try it. This is a very, very low kind of profile thing. You don't have to worry about the pressure. And so their play festival will be happening at the Prescott Farms up there. I believe, is that Meredith up there? I'll find out in a second. Anyway. They need some people. They had auditions for it, and they closed. The auditions closed yesterday, but they still need some, I believe they said men, from 18 to 27. That's an age group, age-wise, because they didn't get enough entries for that demographic. So, look, this is painless. Trust me, look at this face. This is painless. You would love it. If you go out to their website, powerhousenh.org, there's a slash, and then it's auditions. You can find out all what's happening up there. Then they're doing Fiddler on the Roof. Auditions for that, May 2nd, May 3rd. We all know Fiddler on the Roof. We all know Fiddler on the Roof. Look, and Brian breathes community theater. Brian, he'll put, did he not, are you still there, Andrew? Did he not put 80 people on stage for Christmas Carol last year?
It was like 75-ish.
Yeah.
And not all of them were on stage. We had a choir that was sitting in the boxes, mm-hmm. So they weren't all on stage. But so yes, it was quite a few people.
Very welcoming, would you admit?
I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, they love to see new people. they actually culture and cultivate that enthusiasm. So go out to their website, powerhousetheater.nh.org/auditions, and go. A Fiddler on the Roof, come on. You don't have to do that Russian dance kind of thing they do there. I don't even know what it's called. But if you wanted to, you could. Who knows what hidden talent you've got out there? My gosh. So that they perform at the Colonial Theater, newly renovated, I might add, Colonial Theater in Laconia. And you want to talk about an adrenaline rush? They sell out a lot of their shows. 700 seats. Put that in your head. 700 seats. It doesn't look it, doesn't feel it, but there's something special about walking out on stage to a sold-out audience. 700 seats. I'm just putting it out there. If that doesn't send a thrill up your leg, nothing will. So there's all the information you need about what to prepare for the audition, how to audition, where to send it in. Sometimes they'll take your videotaping. That's what we had to do for the play festival that's coming up. It was all done by video. I say all, pretty much all. But so there's all kinds of stuff there. And I'm telling you, they do things all year long. Much like Pittsfield, they do things all year long and are hungry for people who have never done it before, or hungry for people who are just trying to try a different venue. I'm telling you. And if you go out to the Powerhouse site, look, they don't have anything that's been precast that I know of. So go ahead out. They got a million supporting roles. If you don't even want to be a main character, they got a million. Well, not quite a million. I'm over speaking that a bit, but they got a lot of roles. See, there's even Russians. Sasha and Boris. Now, does that not sound like you? Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you not think, hey, I could be a Sasha or a Boris? Huh? See, life hands you these kinds of lemons. You just make some lemonade. If you had my looks, you'd know what lemons are. Anyway, all right, so that's the Powerhouse. We love Brian and them up there. They do a lot for community theater. I'm not disparaging any other local. We'll get to them all eventually. If this is a type of episode that you appreciate, there's so much going on. I mean, it's April. It's time to get out. It really is time to get off the sofa. Go out, support these local theater groups. They need you. Even if you don't want to be in a show, just go see a show. You know, these folks just need the support. They work hard. Some of these production companies, they'll be out there for 12 weeks. 12 weeks. Now, that's because they have so many people and they need to work around schedules. But 12 weeks, they're pouring their heart and soul into learning how to dance, sing, talk, just act. They could use your support. All right. Heading out to the Capital Center for the Arts. And in particular, the Bank of New Hampshire stage. If you have never been, come on, this is Concord. You could literally almost fall out of bed and fall into the Bank of New Hampshire stage. Come on. It's beautiful out there. Go out there. It's 50 degrees. Varmints. How can that happen to me? All right. I got to put a pin in that one, too. We're just going to come back. I'll give you some more info in a second here. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your host with the bunny slippers on, Ray Dudley, and we are coming to you from the Hollywood squares like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. Give me the center square. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, and for the beautiful folks down in Manchester, 101.9 FM, and our website, nhtalkradio.com. We're coming back to talk about the Capital Center for the Arts. And maybe a few other things. Come on, we need you. Be right back. Well, we are doing the Neutron Dance here at NH Unscripted. I am your Pointer Sisters-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Car 54-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, And for the souls in Manchester, 101.9 FM on your dial. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL. This show comes to you every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. What a treasure. You can listen to this beautiful voice every Wednesday and Friday. We are talking about getting out of your house, performing. We lean heavy, heavy, heavy here into theater. And I am encouraging many folks to get out. A lot of these local theaters, they tend to have, a lot of them will have a professional side, and they'll have a community theater side, and they'll also have an educational side. A good example of that is the Winnipesaukee Playhouse up in Meredith. They have a professional season, and then they have their community theater season. Here are some of the things. I cannot wait to get out to see some of them. I'm telling you, I've already bought my tickets. First up, Jersey Boys. Yes, Mom and I got our tickets. We got them when they first went on sale. We love the movie. We love the music. And we cannot wait to see this show. I've often wondered how difficult it might be. Frankie Valli's voice is very iconic. And I know it's just falsetto, but still, I was wondering how difficult. So the Winnie Playhouse, like a lot of other theater groups, go to New York and to Boston and some other places to cast their seasons. And, you know, think of the pressure of having to perform and sound like Frankie Valli. There's a lot of pressure there. So I'm hoping that they are able to find people who can do that job. There's some other places, I think, in the state this year doing Jersey Boys as well. I'm not quite sure, but I just, how many guys can there be that sound like Frankie Valli? Me? Not happening. So their season, Witch, they're doing Witch. I know nothing about it, but it looks like a great play. It certainly looks like, this is their professional season, by the way. They are doing Richard III. You may have heard of that play. It's by an author named William Shakespeare. They're doing In the Heights. Come on, In the Heights. They're doing La Cage aux Folies. Did I say that right, Andrew? I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, it sounded right. I'm not up to snuff on my French, so.
Anyhow, and they are loaded. They have a strong community theater presence as well. A lot of my friends perform up there. And they're doing The Ferryman. They just finished, I think, auditioning for that. When is that coming up? Let me take a peek at that. This thing tells me nothing. Their website auditions. The Ferryman. Oh, they've already cast it. When is it going up? The performances are the end of this month. Oh, so they're past casting it. They're already rehearsing it. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Anyway, go to the Winnipesaukee Playhouse website. That's the winnipesaukeeplayhouse.org. Is that, if I got that right? winnipesaukeeplayhouse.org. And, you know, the really look at their community theater page, audition page. They do radio shows. A lot of local theaters now are doing radio shows. They're very convenient to do. Sometimes they don't cost a whole lot for royalties. And the thing about radio plays is there's not like a lot of acting involved. You kind of basically, if you've ever seen a radio show, the old-time radio shows, they try to emulate those for the most part. They have a Foley artist on set. That's the guy who does the footstep sounds and stairs and doors and all that. And most of the cast gets to kind of sit on stage. It looks like an old-time radio, 50s radio studio. And they get to hold their script in their hands. Come on, if you have never done theater, how much easier can that be? You get to hold the script in your hand. Just read into a microphone. You might have to do some vocal work, but hey, you know what? It's a great way to dip your toe in. It's a great way. So they're doing that. They have a very, very strong education department there. What is his name? Corey. What's his name? Hang on a second here. Tim LaCoyer is the artistic director. And Corey Lawson, he tends to head up the the education and community theater departments there. I'm telling you, they're strong in it. They are strong, and they will welcome you with open arms. Go take a look out there, see what they're doing. I was out at the Capital Center for the Arts. I started that, and I need to go back. So the Capital Center for the Arts actually has, like, the Chubb Theater, and then they've got the Bank of New Hampshire stage. The Bank of New Hampshire Theater Auditorium is a beautiful place. I mean, it's beautiful. It's smaller, small-ish. It's not like a black box theater where there's only like 100 people or 80 or 90 people. It seats more than that. I think it's 200 maybe-ish. The seats actually retract inside the theater so that they can open it up for like dances and stuff. And they got a bar there. You can grab a drink, grab food. They really, it's a beautiful place. They do things like the Met live in HD. Come on, the Met. So they have a big screen. You get to watch opera. Again, I know diddly about opera. Diddly. But it'd be a great day to get out. I mean, you just go and you see this beautiful venue on a Sunday afternoon. When is this? April 13th. It's coming up. Coming up. They have the Capital T Dance. No idea what that even means. Let me check that. Capital T Dances. Beyond the teacups. Okay. A history of tea dances. Over the time, tea dances evolved between their aristocratic roots. Beyond. The mid-20th century saw tea dance. I have no idea what a tea dance is. But anyway, they're doing it. They're doing it. April 14th. I'm telling you, this city, this area is just chock full of talent. Chock full. You know, speaking of like the Colonial Theater up in Laconia, and the Bank of New Hampshire, there are amazing artists, musical artists who come. Now, I don't play an instrument. I can't sing, can't read music. I can't do any of it. I do musicals, but I don't read music. There's a whole thing behind that. Anyway, but beside that, there are groups like up at the Colonial Theater. There are groups that go up to like the Rock and Daddios were just up there. And if you like 50s, 60s music, they are unbelievable. I've seen them at Mohegan Sun's. They are incredible. But you get all these cover bands. I'm telling you, get out of your house. Go enjoy yourself. They get dueling pianos coming up at the Bank of New Hampshire stage. Dueling pianos. Rock and Roll Playhouse. It's the music of the Beatles for kids. What? I mean, this is just incredible. They have Opera Idol. Opera Idol, we may have mentioned that earlier. That's the 28th. We would love for you, since we sponsor it here at WKXL, we would love for you to go out there. They have, I'm not big on music, and so I'll just read some of these to you. A Tribute to the Cars, it's called Panorama. They have Rockstar Karaoke. As a matter of fact, by the time you hear this, it's going to be too late. But at the Capital Center for the Arts the other night, they had The Price is Right. The Price is Right. Are you kidding me? You could have been on The Price is Right. They actually had the show filmed at the Capital Center for the Arts. Unbelievable. I could have gotten out of my bed and gone down there in my PJs with my little rabbit feet things going. Oh, my God. Blues. You can go hear the blues. The Powerhouse Theater Collaborative. They're going to be doing Sondheim on Sondheim. That's coming up in May. You might want to check that out. If you have any inkling to sing at all, maybe you do sing. Maybe that's your thing. Contact the Powerhouse Theater. These folks up the Collaborative up there, I'm telling you, Brian and Johanna, they're doing it, man. They are busy, busy folks. So that's going to be in May 24th. We are looking at Swing Night. Swing Night. I saw a jazz band in New York not long ago. Well, that's the end of me flapping my gums for today, I guess. You have been listening to NH Unscripted. I am your flying solo today, host Ray Dudley, and we are coming to you from the almost Disneyland-like conditions of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. 101.9 FM for the beautiful souls in Manchester, nhtalkradio.com, is our URL. Andrew Gibson, he was riding shotgun today with me. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to try it again another time. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.